Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's move on to another case. Blast from the Past, that's back. Alex, back. All right. I don't know why I always hear Backstreet's Back, All Right in my head every time I talk about Alec Murdaugh, but for some reason, that's how my brain works. The South Carolina Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Alec Murdaugh's appeal of his double murder conviction, and the justices came in with some very pointed, aggressive questions. Most of them aimed squarely at the state, with Becky Hill's perjury conviction now part of the appellate record. The jury tampering issue has taken on a different weight than it carried when Justice Toll denied a new trial back in January of 24. Defense Attorney Eric Faddis is with us to help us break this down. Eric, when you watch the oral arguments, the pace of the questioning, the tone from the bench, the pressure on Creighton Waters, what was your read on how the justices were approaching this case?
You know, with these appellate hearings, you can take a lot away from the questions that the judges are asking, but also their tone. And there were times where it seemed like, these justices were peppering the DA with questions in so friendly fashion, and perhaps an accusatory fashion, saying the DA did anything wrong, but that the government may have engaged in critical errors, including the clerk of the court potentially influencing the jury in this case. I mean, that goes right to the heart of the integrity of the system. And so the judges were understandably concerned.
It feels like this is a case where they've been thinking about it for a while. Like they were waiting for this day. They were waiting to get their thoughts on the record. Were you surprised the first question of the hearing came from Justice James, and it was asking not about Becky Hill, not about the one juror that said that she influenced me, but we're back to the egg lady, the person with the eggs, asking about what happened there. The juror Justice Toll refused to let testify at the 2024 evidentiary hearing. Their argument was, why is their argument not on the record? Well, because Toll didn't let it go on the record, but the Supreme Court's going, maybe it should be. What's that tell you about their questioning of the legitimacy of the lower court's decision in all this?
Part of the appellate court's job is to scrutinize what the lower court did and determine if there were any errors of law that might give rise to overturning this conviction. And I can't for the life of me think why such juror testimony in a post-conviction hearing where they're investigating whether the jurors were influenced did not make it explicitly into some record. And I think that there's a chance the judges are going to look at that as what's called spoliation, that there's been missing or destroyed evidence. And sometimes the judges will give the benefit of the doubt or an inference in favor of the appellant, Alec Murdoch here. So he might have scored an additional point if the judge did screw up there.
Yeah, I mean, the possibilities. I was really surprised because it's like there's enough going in here. They're like, oh, and there's this. You missed that. That's another problem you got with this case. They were like, they were prepped. They were ready to go. Chief Justice Kitteridge pointed out that Toll's order didn't even address the allegation that Becky Hill told jurors don't be fooled by Murdaugh's testimony. And he called the corroboration between juror accounts and independent witnesses striking. The defense argues Toll applied the wrong legal standard, focusing on whether Hill's comments changed the verdict rather than whether they compromised the right to impartial trial, which is the law. It's the compromise to the compromise trial, the right to have an impartial jury. From a constitutional standpoint here, how significant is that distinction? Because they're making it. And do you think the justices signaled which standard they are leaning towards here?
You know, I've reviewed the appellate briefs from both sides, and there's certainly a disagreement as to what standard the appeals court should apply here. We're talking about does the defendant have to prove that but for Becky Hill's comments to the jury, they would have had a totally different verdict? Or does the defendant have to prove something lesser? Like, hey, I'm entitled to an impartial jury, a jury that is not influenced by these outside forces to convict somebody of murder. And the very fact that that happened, does that give rise to what's called structural error? Is that enough in and of itself to get a new trial on the case, even if defense can't prove that there would have been an entirely different verdict but for Becky Hill's involvement? So it's sort of a nuanced distinction there, but certainly being argued in these hearings.
Go ahead, Stacey. Do you have a question? You're muted. You don't have your mic's not on, Stacey.
Sorry, my cat was eating. He was crunching loudly. It feels like this was a huge violation of every law that we have on the books. You can't do this. Becky. Damn it, Becky. Yeah.
I mean, it does. It just from a lay person's standpoint, when you look at it, it really. It feels like, okay, if we're going to say that this juror who flat out said my decision was compromised by Becky, but we don't like that. We don't like that answer. Well, sorry. It is what it is. And if you're going to say we don't care that you're telling us this, then why are we even having this conversation?
Exactly.
Why? If the state can just say, it doesn't matter what they say, we determined it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Well, then why even ask? Why are we even going down that road? Yeah. If you've already determined that it doesn't matter what they say, if you're going to get the answer that you don't want them to give.
Right. people want to think that trial court judges are completely impartial and they don't care how it turns out and they're going to be transparent and everything else. And some, and oftentimes that's very true. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes the trial court judge wants finality. There was an outcome that was had in a trial over which they presided, and they want that to stick. They don't want to be reversed. They don't want to have to do this again.
Yeah.
When there's post-conviction hearings to the same judge who handled the trial, saying, hey, you screwed up at the trial, judge, it's no surprise that the judge is going to say, no, I didn't. And I'm deciding, you know, the same way I decided before.
There's three possible outcomes here. They can affirm the conviction, they can order a new trial, or they can remand this back to a lower court for more proceedings. Based on what you just saw, where do you think it goes?
My impression is that, and this might be unpopular for some folks, but I think Murdoch has a reasonable likelihood of getting a new trial in this case. You know, I think that the Supreme Court's going to say, hey, we can't have court staff putting their finger on the scales of justice in a homicide case that did impact how a juror was seeing that case. That just seems so fundamentally flawed in terms of how our system is supposed to operate. And even if he was factually guilty, I think he might get a second bite at this apple.
I think you're right.
Could they? I mean, let's say they don't do that. Let's say they go back and say, nope, it's settled. That didn't influence the jury. Couldn't that be then brought back up as case law down the road in another case of if this happens again, if you have another clerk of court or somebody within the court, the bailiff, I don't know, insert somebody here who shouldn't be expressing their opinion to jurors. Let's say that happens again. And you have the same sort of setup. You could have the state could go back and say, yeah, that's great, but we've already determined that this doesn't affect the verdict because over in Murdaugh, we didn't give a shit then. Why should we give a shit now?
Right. And what message does that send to the public?
Exactly.
what our Constitution means? You know,
yeah.
If the Supreme Court were to recognize that this action compromised the defendant's right to a fair trial and to an impartial jury, but whatever, we don't like this guy. We think there's a lot of evidence anyway. We're going to let it go. Think about the shenanigans that could happen in the future. Mm-hmm. And the government could just say, oh, hey, look, you know, we had a clerk of court tell you not to believe a defendant who was testifying, and that conviction stood. So, you know, what other egregious conduct should be allowable here? That's a problem.
If I just want to believe that courts are more formal versus night court. That's a flashback for a lot of you. But this just sounds like night court to me, that there were all these little plot lines going on.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want to believe that court systems operate that way. And yet here we are.
Yeah. I've been a law clerk for a judge, and you'd be surprised what's discussed in those chambers.
We need more bull. Remember bull from night court? Yeah. Need more of that. But I mean, it's if we do go back to a new Murdaugh trial, do you think they get, I guess, how different do you think the new trial looks? I don't want to even ask, like, does this get in? Does that get in? How do you, in your mind, see a new Murdaugh trial looking? And how different would it be from the last one?
You know, in the new Murdaugh trial, there would be no reference to Becky Hill. I don't think the judge would ever allow defense to be like, hey, they screwed my client in the first trial. I don't think the jury's going to get to hear about that.
Yeah.
And further, I think that the prosecution would be smart to limit the financial crimes evidence a little bit. That's another ground that the Supreme Court is considering overturning this conviction on. And I think that the prosecutors were a little should have been more cautious about how much of that they put before the jury, because the concern is the jury's going to say, hey, this guy's a grifter, he's a fraud, and maybe there's not quite enough evidence on the homicide charge, we're going to convict him anyway. So I think there could be some differences in the parameters of the evidence and how it looks next time, if there is a next time.
Do we get new theories? Do we get new things in this as far as what took place? Or is it just the same? Alec was there, but he wasn't. And he doesn't. It's just the timing worked out perfectly that he's clueless as to how his family was murdered while he was down at the kennels. I mean, is there a new line? Is there a new story that comes to light at some point in here? Or is it just the same old pitch again?
So I've seen a case before when I didn't prosecute, but a person was convicted of DUI, and the defense's argument at trial was that the person wasn't drunk. And it goes up to appeal. The appeals court overturns the conviction, orders a new trial. At the new trial, it's a completely different defense. The new defense is that, no, it wasn't even my guy driving. So you'd be surprised how much can drastically change in terms of defense theory the second go round.
Don't the jurors feel duped after that, though? Once the trial is commenced and everything is done, and then they get to see everything, I don't understand how you can completely change the story.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a similar circumstance where I was a prosecutor and we convicted somebody of DUI when I was a baby DA, and went back and talked to the jurors, and they asked if he had any priors. And I was like, yeah, he's got 4 priors. And the jury is like, oh my God, why did we, you know, I wouldn't have deliberated for 20 hours if I would have known about that stuff. So yes, the jury can really have a rude awakening when they learn everything on the back end.
Which all that would be with hell. I mean, you would have to be getting jurors that know the story for them to identify if it's a different story. So you don't necessarily, when you're picking your jury pool, want someone who knows the case all that well that could identify the changes in the storyline, correct, Eric? I mean, wouldn't that be, I mean, if you got that, that's the red flag. So you'd really be going for jurors that don't know the story well. So this would be all new. Us and the public would be like, what the hell? That's not at all what you said last time.
Right.
But what all that matters is those 12 jurors and what their take is on it. And I don't know. I mean, Alec changed his story at the last minute when he was on the stand in that trial. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some other theory this next time, what it would be, who it would be. God, I mean, I think that's anyone's guess. But he's had 3 years to think about it. I'm thinking maybe there's a plan that hatched.
Would not be surprised at all. Now, one thing, because Alec testified at his prior trial, if he testified again, he could be impeached and sort of held to that prior testimony. But maybe they decide, hey, defendant testifying didn't go so well first time. Maybe we don't have Alec testify this time. Now, some of those prior statements under oath could be potentially be used against Alec, but it's going to be a judgment call by the judge. But suffice it to say, could seem a lot different at the second trial if there is one.
Yeah, I mean, could his testimony be used in this trial, even if he doesn't choose to testify in a second trial? Could they go back and press play and go, hey, everybody, here's what he said last time?
You know, it would depend on the reason for overturning the conviction in part. Mm-hmm. If his testimony implicated some reversible issue that caused the overturning, then that testimony probably couldn't be referenced. However, it's an admission by a party opponent. It's the defendant's own statements. They're under oath. I'm sure the prosecution is going to ask to show the jury, hey, this is how he was singing, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Be interested to see how he tries to untangle that web that he weaves in a new trial, in Alec's own words. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and on YouTube. The links are in the description. We'll continue our conversation off the air right there. All right. Until next time, for Stacey, Todd, and Eric, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Every friend group has that one person who puts their card down for brunch and sends the Venmo request.
If that's you and your Venmo balance is poppin', you need a Venmo debit card so you can spend your balance instantly. No transferring anything, no waiting around.
So as soon as you get paid back for brunch, you can pay for those concert tickets you've been eyeing or put it toward your next night out.
Plus, there's no monthly fee or minimum balance.
Learn more about the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/card. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank, N.A., ID verification required.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.